Hi everyone, seeing me in here, this video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous, and here is what he very briefly has to say. Dear Sandman, you've helped me over the years. I prefer action over words, and the link I shared to you is a classic. I just wanted to get your opinion on it. Please review the video called Rules for Rulers by CGP Grey. Otherwise, keep up the good work. The world is getting rough, and we need the good people to survive. Well, Mr. Anonymous, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I put a link in the description to the video that you wanted me to review. It starts off with the humble narrator asking you, the viewers, why don't rulers see as clearly as you, the pleb, does, that thinks he can do better? Is it because our rulers are stupid, or is it something else? The narrator CGP Grey says that you take the throne to act, and then the throne acts upon you. I've known a lot of YouTube influencers over the years, and power changes them. It takes a person that's powerful over themselves to not let power corrupt and change them. I think it comes down to pain and suffering. Hardship humbles you and prepares you to rule. It makes you fear suffering, and you understand that if you make your subjects or citizens suffer, then they in turn will make you suffer too. But it's more complicated than that. CGP breaks down a set of rules, and the first part is all about how rulers rule in dictatorships. He says that no man rules alone. He must delegate to others to get them to act on his or her behalf. The managerial classes do most of the legwork, and if you don't keep them happy in your dictatorship, then you'll be replaced by them if you don't actually do what they want. The second thing to remember is that to keep the keys of power over the managerial class of generals and bureaucrats, what you have to do is have a decent treasury. You can spend your money on citizens all you want to buy their loyalty, or you can spend your treasure to buy the loyalty of your bureaucrats, but you can't do both in a dictatorship. Your political rivals will promise your treasure to bureaucrats if you spend too much on the citizens. Loyalty in dictatorships is also the most important thing. Dictators also need to minimize the number of key supporters they have because it puts pressure on them to pay more money out of the treasury. So the dictator purges people that help bring him to power. Those are the useful idiots that we hear so much about with regards to communist dictators wanting to get rid of them. Now I understand why they're taken out. Not because they're a threat, but because they represent an obligation because the ruler has to pay them. That's why they abandon their revolutionaries. The next point CGP makes is that the keys to gaining power are different than the keys to keeping it. The idea is to pay as much money as you can to your cronies. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Profit Specialist Group. Why let some woman use her points to fly her dog to Fiji first class? If you're a business owner, stop paying for your customers' reward points, bonus air miles, and cash back. Robert Rivera is a fellow MGTOW that helps businesses that take credit card payments get rid of those fees you pay to the bank. If you're accepting credit cards, he can save your company $6,000 or more annually on the fees. Watch the tutorial video or visit the Cash is King CC website. The sponsor links are in the description. Anyways, now back to women are better rulers in democracies and rarely survive in dictatorships, Clown World Show. Part 2 of the video discusses rulers as representatives. I democracies. In democracies, you have to bribe the citizens and the cronies. So what you first do is classify citizens as voter blocks. They can be rewarded as a group. That's more efficient. That's why Joe Biden said that a black man isn't black if he doesn't vote Democrat, or something along those lines. The idea being that if black men began voting for the other side, you need to shame them so they continue to stay part of the Democrat voting bloc. Women are also a voting bloc, and if they didn't vote, the Republican Party or some other more conservative party would be in power in perpetuity. This explains why, for example, leftists rely on blocks of urban voters, while the right or libertarians rely on the rural vote bloc. The left also grows their blocks by bringing in more immigrants, as well as by making people poor, because those in poverty are also considered a voting bloc. If you can bribe them with free dental or medical care, then you can buy their votes. But it's not just about the citizenry, and even in democracy you need key supporters on your side. Also, you're not going to bribe your officials with a wheelbarrow full of cash, but instead you'll give them a contract for your business. You scratch my back and I scratch yours. That's what lobbyists are for. The point that CGP makes is that corruption is crucial to keeping power in both democracies and dictatorships. Part 3 of the video is about taxes and revolts, that the more democracy you have, the lower the taxes. But the dictators take what they want from poor citizens to pay key supporters. If you have a democracy with educated free citizens, they're more productive than uneducated peasants in dictatorships. As I've always said, the man that believes he's free will work harder than the man that knows he's a slave. CGP says that we live in a world where the best democracies are stable, while the worst dictatorships based on resource extraction are also the most stable too. But anything in between is the Valley of Revolution. In a resource-rich dictatorship, it's going to be men ruling most of the time, and people stay quiet because poor people starving make bad revolutionaries. People will storm the palace, according to CGP, because the army lets them in, because the army's lost faith in the rulers as well. Then usually the ruler's court replaces the king, using the citizen uprising as a cover story. In democracies, people don't want there to be a revolt because this destroys the wealth or high productivity of the citizenry. So that's why the ruler's courts won't revolt against him either. Power gets more spread out in a stable democracy. Women also have the competitive advantage in such a system because they're better suited socially to keeping better track of and rewarding their keys or the people that manage things for them. The one weakness they have is managing the treasury. You can sort of see that with Nancy Pelosi and her husband. He would manage the money and she would manage the Washington social connections. The two of them made a great crony team. Her husband dealt with their personal investments and finances while she would deal with the government budgets. It makes me think there's a possibility that her husband would help with some of that budgeting as well. Once we gave women equality, we gave them all the tools necessary to eventually rule over men when it comes to social connection and having the most influence over the key people. Sure, men can do the same, but on average, we're more interested in things instead of people. If we ever get to the post-scarcity economy, where material wealth no longer matters, look out, because rulers won't have to manage a treasury. And if that happens, the majority of rulers will no longer be male, because women are better at cultivating their key people. The few women in these parts of Canada that I've met that were in power, they got into issues because they were being corrupted with the government cash or cheese. The male politicians seem to get caught more with sexual misconduct allegations and scandals. One more thing about power that really bothers me is that every normie I talk to is always saying things like the government or the CEO of a company should be doing A, B, or C. If only he would do those things, then everything would be great. People get so obsessed thinking about what other people should do with their power that they don't focus on getting power in their own lives. The CGP video mentions that the rules for rulers don't just apply to presidents, prime ministers, and monarchs, but they apply to anyone, even in the smallest positions of authority, that you can't rule effectively without a team of people behind you. I would have to say that in the digital age, it's very easy for the influencers out there to work on their own and swing the opinions of millions of people one way or another, and this is the case for the first time in history. That's why so many social media companies work with the government these days, and the government is telling them to deplatform people they don't like or censor them, because the citizenry is talking to ordinary people and giving them better advice and information about this world. Plus, they don't lie to them the way that politicians typically do. Most people would rather get the truth from TikTok than they would get lies from the president. Politicians are like vampires, and the truth is their sunlight. It's going to melt their eyes and their sockets. So just imagine what happens when women become the majority of political leaders. I think it's going to be some new form of government we should call the femitocracy, with the women running some sort of collective dictatorship where they punish men as second-class citizens but reward women. Or there might be one male head honcho that rules over the government and 60 to 70% females in his cabinet, and his political class will be a bunch of middle management madams in government. What I'm describing can already be seen somewhat with regards to Justin Trudeau and all the cucks and females in his government. I think it's going to be that form of government that's going to be common, or it's going to be one that's mostly females. I think the Trudeau model is more likely because when something goes wrong, the women in his political party can point at him and say the reason they fail to win re-erection is because he's the male leader and has nothing to do with their behavior. After all, there is no way to deflect the blame if the buck stops with you. The ladies need a way to pass on the accountability, and what better way than to transfer it to Mr. Rubber Ducky Socks? The only thing I can see imposing rules of the female rulers or chasing them out of politics is if the treasury is drained and the state becomes a resource-based dictatorship at some point, and there's little to no money. Cuba is a good example of this. While yes, it's true that female politicians rule in that country, they also now run a lot of small businesses. The men in that country learned a long time ago that if they produce wealth, it'll be confiscated by dictators. But for some reason with the economy, it's women that still try and stay productive. Even when they don't make very much money, they still work for some reason to keep busy, I suppose. While men, on the other hand, we either work or we don't. We don't usually mail in our efforts. It's either full throttle or non-existent. If women take power and try to be dictatorial tyrants over us in an economy that's not resource-rich, then the feminist government will not last very long at all. So I don't worry about that happening. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that women will smash down the doors of political power and take it all for themselves. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the simps that help women into power and are too stupid to realize that women will just get rid of them after that because they're the useful idiots away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.